Right now, we've got to speak to the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, Michael Carayannis. G'day, Michael.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
Yeah,
morning,
really well. Now, we've got a talk topic today inspired by Tonga's 28 points to 22 victory over New Zealand. Are we getting into hyperbole, talking about this changing the face of international rugby league forever, or do you think that that's a fair comment?
I think it's real. I think it's genuine. I think we saw the tide turn. Definitely yesterday, and the key thing is that to ensure that this momentum is capitalized on, Tonga needs to play more tests.
Yes,
yep. They need to do it regularly, and they need to do it. For me, I would be having a three game series against New Zealand, my state of origins on,
mm-hmm.
And that way we'll see them generate enough money, or some money, to keep the Andrew Fafitas and the like playing for Tonga instead of choosing New South Wales.
Mm.
And that's what we need to do.
Totally
agree. Yeah, I think, Michael, I think Jimmy mentioned that earlier, and also on that same theme, getting Fiji involved, getting Samoa involved, getting these nations more involved in big-time rugby league.
Exactly. And they just need to play footy, right? They just need to play footy. We've seen through the TV rating and through the crowd that people want it. People
crowds
have an appetite
amazing.
For it.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. And the atmosphere's been great. So, given what they want, while there's that dead period during Origin, these guys need to play. And if they play, they'll generate... If these guys played a three-game series next year during Origin, it would sell out.
Fantastic.
It would sell out.
Yeah.
It just needs to happen. And I just don't see why it can't.
It's not even content for the sake of content. It's compelling content, and as you say, the TV ratings and the sales, put it over there in Auckland or wherever you want to do it, I think it's certainly a way forward, and it would mean the suspension of the NRL, definitely, because there's so many NRL players in the Tongan and the New Zealand. Oh, it's perfect.
That's okay.
It's not okay. It's the desired outcome that we should have been having.
It's growing the sport. It's growing the sport.
Totally.
Imagine one of those games in Tonga.
Oh, be amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Or in Fiji, you play Samoa in Fiji.
It'd be huge, yeah. So hopefully, we've had a lot of false dawns, but we just need to capitalise on it now, and hopefully it does happen.
All right, what do we make of Australia's 34 points to nil victory over Lebanon? 10-0 at half time. So, again, a good effort from the Lebanese side, but in the end, class told.
Yeah, clunky, but Jimmy, I think there's just no fluency in that opening three games, we haven't seen a fluent Australian side with the ball. Defensively, they've been amazing. I think they've leaked 10 points in three games. That's outstanding. Doesn't matter what your opposition is, to only concede a handful of points in your opening three pool games is great. But I just don't think they've clicked. They were very frustrated with the referee last night. 21 penalties, stop-start. I'm an advocate of the two referees, and we showed again last night why. The game has moved so far on from having one referee because players just get away with too much. The ruck was horrendous, horrendous. And people talk about spectacles. The spectacle was killed because of how players weren't allowed to play.
That's right.
And that really stifles the Kangaroos because Kangaroos got the best skill level out of anyone in the competition. There's no doubt about that. So if they're stifled a little bit, it definitely brings them back to the pack, and we saw that against England. Australia, obviously they shouldn't be concerned, but they need to be better and they need to improve quickly.
Well, Michael, I think Mal Meninga said at the press conference all those things you were saying, that defence he's very happy with, the attack he's not. He picks his best team for the quarterfinal now. He has to do that from now on. It's do or die stuff. But Laurie Daly made an interesting point. The last time Australia lost a World Cup match was that famous 2008 World Cup final, I think it was, boys, when we went through the tournament just winning every game by 50 points, got to the final and got hijacked by New Zealand. He thinks Mal Meninga he's got something to work with. I'll put it that way, Michael. He's got something to work with, knowing the Australians have nowhere near the best yet. They're winning, but he can... is areas to work on going to the final series.
Yeah, they're so far from the finished product. They play, obviously, Samoa and Darwin on Friday, so they should tick that one off. And then the way the draws worked out, they'll probably play, they should play the Kiwis in the semi-final. So it's a tougher road in than they probably would have anticipated. They really need to click into gear against Samoa heading into that game against New Zealand in the final.
And, Michael, very quickly, because we've got the quiz to get to, Aaron Woods, trouble for that tackle last night?
Oh, it's an interesting one because He corrected himself.
Yeah.
So he landed in a safe position. So just I think if he does have trouble, it may be a game. I don't think it's going to be rub him out of the tournament or anything like that, because he did well to correct himself. So I think there's a little bit of concern there, but nothing over the top.